according to God's plan of salvation, we're saved by our faith and not by our works. If we truly believed God's promises and commands, if we were thoroughly convinced of His sovereignty and His grace, I would suggest we would pray more, and we would pray more intently and more persistently. Especially, I think that's true in terms of thanksgiving. There is nothing we have, nothing good that hasn't come from God. This congregation has been blessed with a lot of new lives, children in this congregation. And looking on a newly formed baby, the magnificence of God's design and plan is overwhelming. Any of us who see a child have to be thankful. We see the beauty of flowers and sunsets and rainbows and all those sorts of things. Those come from God. God designed those things. They didn't have to look like that. And what about our gift of sight? Did you ever think about how we see those things? Somehow God has made living machinery which senses light and makes nerve impulses and creates a picture in our mind. Extraordinary complexity, but it works perfectly. It's a gift that we have to see those things. We ought to be continually thanking God for our sight. There are so many things. We ought to be continually turning to God in prayer. When Jesus' disciples asked Him how they ought to pray, because of course He commanded them to pray, He gave them specific instructions. In the Gospel of Luke, chapter 11, He starts by teaching them the Lord's Prayer, and that's one of the things we're going through in our Heidelberg Catechism now, the Lord's Prayer. But then He gives them some more specific instructions. Chapter 11, verses 5 through 13, He says this, "And He said to them, which of you shall have a friend and go to him at midnight and say to him, 'Friend, lend me 3 loaves, for a friend of mine has come to me on his journey, and I have nothing to set before him.' And he will answer from within and say, 'Don't trouble me. The door is now shut and my children are in bed with me. I cannot rise and give to you.' I say to you, though he will not rise and give to him because he is his friend, yet because of his persistence, he will rise and give him as many as he needs. So I say to you, ask and it shall be given to you. Seek and you will find. Knock and it will be opened to you. For everyone who asks receives. And he who seeks finds. And to him who knocks it will be opened. If a son asks for bread from his father, from any father among you, will he give him a stone? Or if he asks for a fish, will he give him a serpent instead of a fish? Or if he asks for an egg, will he offer him a scorpion? If you then, being evil, know how to give good gifts to your children, how much more will your heavenly Father give the Holy Spirit to those who ask him?" These things teach us at least a couple of things. First of all, persistence in prayer. We so often pray about a thing once and then let it go, and then our anxiety builds up, as Mark taught us when we were at the lake. Anxiety is a form of self-glorification, self-worship, that somehow we are responsible for our future instead of relying on God. We need to be persistent in bringing our concerns before God. And also, the principle that you need to ask God for what you need. God clearly knows better than we. I've had the experience over and over again of praying to God for something and finding out God had a much better answer than that. The very thing I prayed for was the worst thing for me. But God knew that. And especially this principle that if we ask God for the Holy Spirit, He will answer that prayer. What could be more important than the Holy Spirit moving in our hearts? Saints, we're assembled before God in the body of Christ. Let us confess to ourselves and to God our shortcomings in prayer now. Lord Jesus, we so often fall short of your commands. We know, but we so easily forget that God is sovereign over all things, and you are Lord over all. And we must consistently and persistently come to you in prayer, in awe and gratitude and in petition. Lord, help us to set aside the distractions of the world in our lives, to love to thirst for our time with you in prayer, and to persistently ask for the movement of the Holy Spirit in our hearts. In gratitude and obedience to you, we pray. Amen.